you stuck in the past? Do you find yourself continuing to make the same mistakes, same failures, same decisions repeatedly because of things from your past? Well, here's a verse for you. It is Isaiah 43:19, and it says, "Behold, I do something new. Will it not spring forth? Will you not be aware of it? I will make headway, streams in the wilderness, and even in the desert." God has new things for you today. And we want to pray for you that that new thing would replace all that past garbage. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you. And know this, when we pray, when you pray, when we join faith together, God answers prayer. And that's absolutely the fundamental ground zero truth. In fact, I heard a testimony the other day about a person who called in that needed a financial miracle for their house to kind of get pre-approved for their mortgage and lending and all that stuff. And God completely answered the prayer supernaturally. So hop on the phone, get on the website. God has miracles and wants to help you connect and walk out of that old stuff and in the victory and the freedom God has for you today.
And I want you to know you have authority over the devil. And our guest today, John Ramirez, tells you how. And his book, Armed and Dangerous, isn't just, oh, for a few special Christians. It's for you. It's for you. And we need to take the authority and walk in the authority. And I think so many times we haven't because we didn't know how. Here is the know-how. So you have authority over the devil, Luke 10:19. He gives you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Get ready, honey. You're going to walk in authority. You're going to stomp on the enemy. You're going to see yourself as Jesus sees you, as the Word sees you. Watch today and be transformed.
Hey, we just came out with a brand new book that you totally want to get called The Road Home.
This book is about the prodigal son, and you want to get a copy because you know prodigals in your life, maybe you're a prodigal. You want this book. You need to get in contact with your Heavenly Father, and this book will teach you how to do that.
Buy it today because all of us need to know our chasing Father who loves us dearly.
I think we nailed that.
That was super good, Isabel. You did fantastic.
Let's just go home.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? God says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I want you to call out to God today. God loves you. He is listening. He is a God of love and a God of life. What can happen to you in this program? Have you ever thought about that? Well, yeah, I'm just turning on a Christian program, but what could happen to you? Could God give you a miracle from watching this program? Could God turn circumstances around in your life from watching this program? Could God give you some, can I say it like this, spiritual guts to say, wait, the devil's not going to do that to me, to my household, to my physical body, to my finances. No way. Folks, we need guts. And I like this book, Armed and Dangerous, by John Ramirez, because Amen. It has guts to it.
Amen. Amen.
And we need that very kind of thing. We need the guts to face the devil and say, I've already won. Jesus won. I'm in Jesus. And I'm winning in this situation and circumstance. You don't dare stop watching this program. You don't dare. This is just so important.
Divine.
So, Sarah and I want to welcome you, John.
Thank you so much for having
me.
Thank you
so
much.
Amen.
A blessing to be on your show.
And we're so thrilled about what you're doing today to present to our people how to walk in the authority of the believer and not, well, the devil's after me. Hey, come on. Jesus in you is greater. So, would you share? Because actually, you came out of a demonic background. What it's all about.
I lived in the devil's camp for 25 years. I was going to demon church from 7 in the evening to 5 in the morning, being groomed to learn how to take over regents, learn how to operate with principalities,
You went to territory. Church for 10 hours
throughout the night? Yeah, throughout the night.
That's nuts.
When Christians were sleeping, I was up and I was up and doing the dirty work of what the enemy wanted me to do. Astral projecting, drinking animal blood, putting curses in neighborhoods. So today, out of my experience with the devil for 25 years, I know how the enemy works. I know the patterns and cycles. I know how the enemy operates. I know how he thinks. I lived it for 25 years. There's nothing new in the enemy's camp. So I want to teach believers that we don't have to be spiritually anemic. We can be armed and dangerous. We can move. This is your mustard seed to move the mountain out of your way. Through the prayers that will shake the devil's camp, will rattle his cage and set you free, because we can't live as mediocre Christians anymore. There was a time that when I first started church, making a long story short, started church, it was an okay church, but when I went to Times Square Church and I met Pastor Dave Wilkerson, he mentored me for 3 years.
Awesome.
And I said, there gotta be more to this. This is where I belong. This is the victory side. This is what a Christian's supposed to look like. I'm in danger. And then my brother Nicky Cruz put the forward on his book. He put the forward in his book. He believed in his book. He understands spiritual warfare. Who more than Nicky Cruz understands spiritual warfare? He came from gang violent. His family was the highest ranked devil worshippers in Puerto Rico at one time. So I'm implementing the truth on this book that we are armed and dangerous to Jesus Christ, and the devil has nothing on us because we are victorious if we know how to use the weapons of our warfare.
Now, I think something that some of you think, well, that's just not my ministry. You know, that's for somebody else. Is this ministry for everyone?
If you call yourself a believer in Jesus Christ, you have a bullseye on your back. I mean, I don't put myself in one category of ministry. I used to work for a delivery company, right, at one time, and right? So I learned everybody's route because I wanted overtime. You know, I needed to make money. So I learned everybody's route. I don't want to be just in the healing ministry. I don't want to be in the prophetic ministry. I want to be anywhere that God can use me. Amen. So I want to be armed and dangerous and equipped, because the prayer, the essence of spiritual warfare is at hand today. Many Christians are being tormented in mind. Many Christians are oppressed, depressed. Many Christians, even Christians, think they have suicidal thoughts, you know?
Yes.
There's many Christians are on heavy medication. Love Jesus Christ, but right. How do I get free? How do I win the victory? How is it that I'm being plagued? And how is it that God said He died for me? He set me free. How do I live on that victory side? And this is the book. It's not just talking about it. It's showing you and teaching you and equipping you how to do it.
Another thing, I think identifying what mm-hmm. some of these things mm-hmm. are.
Exactly.
I think we put up with some things and we think, oh, well, you know, this is life. And so you really deal with some things. I like this on page, I think it's 41, of various spirits, like mm-hmm. sorrow, mm-hmm. like rebellion. Like wrath, mm-hmm. you know, all of these things, those are the enemy. So we don't just lay down and say, okay, this is normal. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be supernatural. And you're telling us what these things are. You have several pages on all this.
Many pages in the book. I mean, all these books are just, and you know, I want the believer to understand that you can't destroy something you can't identify.
Say that again.
You can't destroy something you can't identify. You can't bring down a target in the enemy's camp if you don't know where it's at. So I'm showing you where the targets are at, where you're being tormented, where your life is on a standstill, where your life is paralyzed. God has called us to move from glory to glory. So why am I paralyzed? When was the last time you saw a glory moment in your life? Because you're being so plagued. You need to go into the devil's camp once and for all and say, enough is enough. I'm destroying these targets. I'm bringing them down. My name and my family, my loved ones, my friends, and I'm going to live there, my husband, my wife. We're not living in that place of poverty or that place of torment. No more. Jesus Christ is Lord. I got my prayer life back together. I'm armed and dangerous. I know spiritual warfare.
Tell us about your prayer life, because you share some of that in mm-hmm. here that is very good. And by the way, you need the book. You really do. And you say, well, I have some crises. I have some torments. Well, call us for prayer. We don't counsel you, but call us for prayer. But the book will give you something lasting that, you know, prayer is quick and it's good, but get something that helps you live in it, Plus, aren't believers supposed to cast out evil spirits, or is that just unique people?
No, they're not unique people in the body of Christ. You know, we call to do great exploit. Jesus Christ said, I go to the Father, and greater works you would do. I'm holding on to his promises, because and then I can do anything. That means it's greater works. Means I can do anything. I can lay hands on people but get healed. I can cast out devils. I mean, I can heal the sick. I can pray for people for salvation. I can pray for people that are going for surgery. I mean, the devil shows up at your surgery. He wants you to be defeated. He wants you to think, he wants you to think in a way that you're not gonna get the victory. We need to stand against the devil once and for all as the Church of Jesus Christ and be the Church of Book of Acts. Let's not be the modern church, weak and anemic spiritually.
Oh, the book of Acts is the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
Exactly.
Are we active? Are we letting the Holy Spirit be active in us?
In us.
And I really think a lot of you say, well, I don't know how to do it, you know. That's why I like the book so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's the how-to, and you think, well, I'm not spiritual enough, you know. Well, the Word is spiritual.
Mm-hmm. The Word is spiritual.
The Word is the spiritual weapon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sword.
It's a sword of the Spirit. You know, I think what God made Christianity so easy for us. He said, if your faith is the size of a mustard seed, I mean, go somewhere and put a mustard seed in your hand. If my faith is this, I can move any mountain. I mean, how easy God has made it for us to fight the good fight of faith. So now God took someone from the devil's camp for 25 years. I didn't sign up for Christianity. I didn't fill out no application. And put me into his kingdom to expose, to teach believers how to fight the good fight, to teach believers how to be armed and dangerous. I'm teaching you. I'm not just telling you. I'm giving you a teaching lesson. Sign up for the class, get your degree, and move on and be victorious in Jesus Christ.
And why should we let our families go down the drain?
Right. One example, I don't run off the couch, but I got a high school diploma. I don't have nothing else. Right?
Yeah.
And I pray for my daughter. I pray. I broke the curse to prayer, to these prayers. I broke the curse. My daughter has a bachelor's degree in psychology. Mm. Because I threw the rock 100 feet, now my daughter's throwing the rock 200 feet because her daddy knows how to pray for her.
Nice.
That's great. Good.
The other thing you talk about is, why is it important to guard our minds?
Because the mind, you know, the Bible said mind, we got a mouth gate, right? One thing about the mouth gate, the ear gate, the eye gate, the mind gate, the Bible knows that the devil knows the battlefield's in the mind. You know, the battlefield's in the mind. Watch your words, too. Proverbs 18:21, if you speak death out of your situation, the devil, he's married to your dead words, to your dead speeches. We need to understand that the mind is what the devil knows how to infiltrate. If he can take over your mind, he can take over your heart. And if he can take over your heart, he can take over who you are. And then before you know, you're so far out of the things of God because you let the devil take real estate in your mind.
Mm-hmm. And nobody can afford that.
No.
Nobody can afford that. So
no,
hop on the
all.
Phone, get on the website, grab your copy today. Get a couple of copies because I bet you that you know a couple of people, at least minimum, in your life that are being targeted by the devil, oppressed, influenced, and they need victory. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you and grab a couple of copies. And we'll be right back here. And John is going to pray for you at the end.
The devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy. But you can push back the gates of hell. For your gift of $30 or more, we will send you Armed and Dangerous, the ultimate battle plan for targeting and defeating the enemy by John Ramirez. With passion and insight gained from years on the front lines of spiritual warfare, John Ramirez equips you with the biblical weapons and practical strategies you need to battle the enemy successfully, including how to fight with your God-given authority, take back what the devil has stolen, fortify your mind and heart against attacks, and much more. We will also send you Marilyn's dynamic 2-CD teaching, Satan Proof Your Home. These hard-hitting messages unveil Satan's most subtle devices and give you practical counsel concerning your entire household. And to complete this powerful offer, we will include our spiritual authority scripture card filled with the verses you need to take into battle to stop Satan dead in his tracks. Call or click to receive this valuable resource.
Hi, I'm Isabel, and I am so excited to get to lead Marilyn and Sarah Ministries' first Power and Love Ministry Tour.
We are going to Brazil in September of 2025. God is moving significantly in Brazil, and when you come on this trip with me, you're going to experience God move in your life as well. Spots are going to go quick. Go to marilynandsarah.org for more details on how to sign up.
So make sure you get more information and join me in Brazil in September.
I want to encourage you to download our app on your phone. You're like, really? Serious? Absolutely. We have some amazing things on our app, really convenient for you. We have today's program. We have opportunities to pray for you. We have places for you to give and partner with us. We also have things that will help you know what events are coming up and group tours that you could join, as well as a Bible reading plan, daily Bible reading plan. This app is super relevant, very convenient, and super helpful for your daily living with Jesus. Oh my goodness, we are so glad. John, totally stoked that you're here. Some of the things you talk about in Armed and Dangerous, and we're obviously not gonna like do the whole book because clearly you need to get the book.
Right.
One of the things we were just saying is get the book and start your own prayer group. I'm serious. This is absolutely essential because what happens when you join together and you pray together in a community, in a small group, man, oh man, one can chase 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. So how much more if you get a couple of people around, faith-filled people, then you start praying and taking offensive, aggressive, violent, moving forward faith against the enemy? Man, I'm telling you, you'll see victories like that will completely blow your mind. But so grab your copy, get a couple copies, start a small group, prayer group. But how can we recognize the lies and the attacks of the enemy? Because the enemy comes around and he does a lot of smokescreen, right? Disguise and camouflage, and you can't recognize, and how can you fight what you can't find, can't see, can't recognize? So help us with that.
I think one of the greatest examples in the Word of God, right? I mean, we got to go back to the Word. The Bible is the only author that is still alive. Amen? So I'm amazed by that.
Nice.
Awesome. One of the things about, you know, even the devil quoted Psalms 91 to Jesus in the wilderness. He distorted the Word. You know, so I think the essence of the whole thing, we need to be grounded in God's Word. I think we need to understand the Word of God. We need to live the Word of God. We need to understand the Word of God in the supernatural, not the religious, but they got religious spirits out there. So don't hold on to religious spirits because they're going to deceive you. You know, they're going to lead you the wrong path. But the Word of God is true. It's a two-edged sword. And I think that the thing that we know that we need to understand, how is the Word of God operate in my life, you know, in my mind, in my spirit, you know? And we need to understand, the spirit man need to understand that. And we need to walk on that, not in the flesh, not in the soul situation, as much as we need to renew our mind, heart, spirit, and soul. But we need to understand how the devil works. The devil's going to throw little darts, little arrows, little temptations, little gestures. And then he tried to marinate those things. Because once he planted that seed in your mind, he started to marinate it little by little. And before you know it, you know, in the book of Psalms 91, right, it speaks about the fowler, right? The fowler is the devil, right? The entrapments of the devil. I think one of the dangerous one is a small line, the thing that I think that we can entertain, the thing that the devil thinks that he can control us with, like little things, you know, that we think we can put away. But once it grows, right? You can't put, it's like having a pit bull. You can have a small pit bull, right? And he's playful. But when that thing grows 170 pounds, he's a beast. You know, you can't play with him anymore. He has a bite. So I think the enemy uses, I'm using that metaphor, how he uses in Psalms 91, how he plants, the small line is the little things that he plants in your mind, in your thoughts, and in your dreams. And we entertain and we start drifting away from him. We start caring more about that than the Word of God. And how to stand.
And it's those conversations in the mind.
Yes.
And the way we feed, because that little pit bull, I mean, you can't grow the pit bull if you don't feed the pit bull.
Yes.
And what happens is when we give those suggestions and those whispers and insinuations, we start having that conversation. We start thinking about it. Start giving it time and attention in our thoughts and all that stuff.
And reasoning with it.
Yep.
You start to reason
conversation,
with that.
Right? And we don't even catch that.
We don't catch
and
it.
And that is such an essential ingredient. And I'm telling you right now, some of you are watching and you're recognizing, oh my goodness, take every thought captive that raises itself against the Lordship of Jesus. Grab your copy of this book. This book will absolutely supercharge your prayer life and offensive victories over the enemy, particularly in your thought life, because that's where all that stuff starts. It's up here and kind of, and just the entertainment and those subtle insinuations, little suggestions.
Yes, yes. And you know, I think, and the enemy start bringing things up from the past. Oh, remember you used to be afraid of this? Remember you have fear in this? Remember you didn't feel right about this? And then you start entertaining this thing. These things start to captivate your thoughts, your thinking, your mind. And throughout the day, all you're doing is start thinking about it. The enemy already planted a foothold. He already planted real estate in your mind. And now he's taking over. And we can't give the enemy, the Bible said we can't give the enemy a foothold. All of our mind, our thinking, our walk, our life with Christ is Christ alone. That's why if you're in that situation today, if you feel like you're trapped in your mind, you feel like you're a hostage in your own mind, you know, and you're being tormented in your mind, man, it's time to get that book. It's time to break those patterns or cycle, uproot those things and fill it with the Holy Spirit. Fill those areas in your life. Or if you have voids in your heart, because sometimes the enemy put voids in your heart and you feel lonely, you feel depressed, you feel like God doesn't love you anymore, and you're already entertaining that situation. You need to, man, you need to get that an eviction notice.
Mm-hmm. I think, Sarah, too, it concerns me about the millennials.
Mm-hmm.
They have an attitude, it's okay to drink.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm talking Christians.
Christians.
It's okay to swear and mm-hmm. to say filthy words. You know, that's okay. It's not okay.
It's not okay.
It's opening the door for the enemy. And I want to say this because I believe and I have compassion. But, you know, what you say is what you're going to become.
Oh, absolutely.
You curse God. Those words... Mm-hmm. There's spirit and life.
They have consequences.
Yeah, they bring consequences. And this is a dangerous thing. And David Wilkerson, that you knew, mm-hmm. used to say this, sipping saints are slipping saints.
Yes, yes.
I think drinking is a very dangerous thing.
Drinking, and cursing,
yeah,
profanity,
right.
Curse joking,
yeah.
coming out of your mouth in the millenniums, the curse joking, the double standard mind thinking. And
right.
then they want God to bless you. They want God to protect you. You want God to live. You want to live for God. But then you're living two lives. You can't serve two masters by the way you talk, your drinking, your mindset. And these are the things that today, the millenniums today, in the church today,
so
the modern day church,
it's
just
everybody
so accepted,
does
so embraced.
It.
Everybody does. It's okay. We're living by grace. You know.
Yeah.
You know, we're living by grace.
That's crazy grace. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not the grace in the word
that's
of God.
That's crazy grace. And that's why I like the book, because it identifies the places where the enemy wants to get you and where he wants to get your family. So don't just say, okay, you used foul language, but you don't really mean it in your heart. Those words are out there working against you.
That's deception.
And you share that. And you think, oh, well, you know, my friends all drink. We just drink casually. That's a very dangerous...
But that's how the devil starts, casually.
Casually.
Casually. Easy.
And I believe as parents, grandparents, we need to identify these things in prayer.
Mm-hmm,
we
mm-hmm.
need to go after them. We need to teach our children. We need to be an example to our grandchildren. You say, you're really preaching today. I really mean it. And that's why I like the book, because we are to live victoriously on this earth. You know, we're not to live like the rest of the world. We should look different. We should act different. And right. we should help our children and grandchildren to look right. different and act different. Right. That's why I encourage you to get the book. You know, get two or three, pass them on. And, of course, turn in the names of your children and your grandchildren. We'll pray over them. You don't have to go into a lot of detail, but we would love to pray. You really hit prayer hard in this book.
You know, one thing about this book is we need to chase the enemy. Stop letting the devil chase you. We need to chase the enemy for 2018, right? I mean,
that's
I look
good.
At, you know, we need to write down a list. I mean, if you have a prayer closet, write down a list of things that you want God to do. And then take these prayers and destroy, dismantle. Don't feel pity for the devil. Go after the devil like he stole something from you. Beat this devil down. Put this devil in his place. Let the devil know that you're a Christian and he picked the wrong house to mess with. Mm-hmm. And you need to set people free, because freedom is mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm.
The other thing I have a question on, because you mentioned this just a few minutes ago, about the past and the enemy kind of dealing with your past and really making you captive and hostage to that. Help us on that a little bit.
You know, I think one of the revelations that God gave me, he told me at the beginning of the year, last year in 2017, he said, John, do you remember when you used to actually project? I said, Lord, but I don't do that anymore. He said, no, I just want to show you something. And I said, okay. I said, okay, Lord, what are you saying? He said, well, now the enemy is using the church, leaders of the church, you know, to not preach my gospel the way it's supposed to be preached. And then when I used to astral project, I used to take over regions. Now the enemy is using leaders in different churches in north, south, east, west, the church at large, using leaders, you know, to not preach the true gospel, and then preach a gospel that is not the gospel that Paul talks about in the book of Galatians, and then you can entrap the people. So that's why a lot of time people struggle. You know, in the church, people struggle in their life. People struggle in the Christian world because the true gospel is not being preached. And I think that today we need ourselves start a group. We need to get back in the things of God, learn how to dismantle the enemy. Mm-hmm. You know, David said, teach my hands to war, teach my hands to fight. And I think these prayers would, believe me, it's going to teach you more than that. Is you're going to leave a legacy, and you're going to leave inheritance for your family because you knew how to fight.
True. And truth for you, truth for your family. You know, nothing quite touches us like our children.
Amen.
Right? Our grandchildren. Nothing. I mean, that's, we want them to win. And that's why we really encourage you to call in and get prayer and to win. I have found for many years, prayer makes winners. It's never over till you win, and you win in Jesus and with the Word.
The devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy, but you can push back the gates of hell. For your gift of $30 or more, we will send you Armed and Dangerous, the ultimate battle plan for targeting and defeating the enemy by John Ramirez. With passion and insight gained from years on the front lines of spiritual warfare, John Ramirez equips you with the biblical weapons and practical strategies you need to battle the enemy successfully, including how to fight with your God-given authority, take back what the devil has stolen, fortify your mind and heart against attacks, and much more. We will also send you Marilyn's dynamic 2-CD teaching, Satan Proof Your Home. These hard-hitting messages unveil Satan's most subtle devices and give you practical counsel concerning your entire household. And to complete this powerful offer, we will include our spiritual authority scripture card filled with the verses you need to take into battle to stop Satan dead in his tracks. Call or click to receive this valuable resource.
We're so happy, John. I'm glad, I'm thrilled, absolutely delighted that we get to introduce you to our audience. But I'd like for you to pray for each person watching, because they have needs in their heart and need to have some offensive, victory, aggressive prayers in their hearts for their needs. So would you pray for our audience?
Yeah, I want to pray for the audience today. I want to teach the audience that this works. Mm-hmm. I want to teach how this prayer works. And if you get touched today, call the program, give your testimony.
Right.
Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we put the devil on notice. We're attacking every demonic spirit that's attacking our audience today. Father God, we sit with Jesus in the highest and the highest places. I mean, every devil, witchcraft, voodoo, every demonic spirit, oppression, depression, suicide, every demonic of affliction and affliction of our people today, our brothers and sisters, the Church of Jesus Christ, we destroy, dismantle, we uproot sickness, unbelief, we destroy fear in the name of Jesus Christ, doubt in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we destroy the works of the enemy against every believer that's listening today. Destroy, dismantle, and uproot in Jesus. And the devil, we put you on notice. We give an eviction notice today. We draw the line with the blood of Jesus Christ, and we command you to leave right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So good.
It is so good. And again, we always want to encourage you to call in your prayer requests because we like to pray. Prayer changes things.
Amen.
Exactly. You would say exactly. And I know that from many years of experience. So please feel free to call us and let us pray with you, not counsel, but pray with you. And of course, folks, I like books. They are missionaries. They'll work while you sleep. So get the books, send out the missionaries, and let people be blessed and helped.